Hey, I'm Priscilla.
And I'm Lauren.
And you're listening to the Her Next Big Move podcast.
This is a place where we will help you gain clarity on your big goals, break down those limiting beliefs that may be holding you back, and develop a solid strategy for building your dream life and business.
We are going to have vulnerable conversations about building our own business and introduce you to some of the most accomplished businesswomen we know to find out their secrets to success too.
Our goal is to leave you feeling inspired and give you the confidence to make
your next big move.
And we're back.
Alrighty.
And we're back. I am feeling really excited going into this episode today. I feel like I say that like every single time. But, you know, I'm in this interesting place in life, Lo, as you know. And from recording this episode today, it's like literally sandwiched in between two of like really big life moments for me. Of like, yesterday was my 30th birthday. So like, I'm no longer in my 20s. And next week, from when we're recording this, I'm getting married. And I feel like these are like, it's a lot happening all at one time.
Yeah, back-to-back milestones.
It's like a lot to take
in. I am so excited for Mexico.
Oh my gosh.
No! I know, it's crazy to think once this podcast comes out, it's going to be...
You're going to be married.
We're going to be back from Mexico. We're going... I'm gonna be a whole 30 year old wife. Feels like a whole new like transition. But you know what I have been realizing through this, you know, I feel like on any birthday, I don't know if you do this, but you like start to reflect on like everything you've accomplished thus far. It's my birthday, like it's a good time to kind of check in and be like, all right, how are you doing? How are you doing, girl? And I intentionally said set some time aside yesterday morning on my birthday. My like whole goal of my birthday was I wanted to be like a soft, slow day that was just like nice and like I didn't have to worry about anything, but just like, you know, just being me. And so I had journaled for like 2 hours in the morning, like just like out on the patio with coffee, like lit a candle. It was like a whole vibe. And I started to really like reflect on, you know, what I feel like I've learned thus far in my life, like the good and the bad, the things I'm really proud of, the things maybe, you know, I wouldn't do again. And what I really want this next decade to be. And it was a lot more, what I realized is like, I wanted to be more intentional. I think my 20s especially, and even before then, were like very like, okay, let's try it all. Let's just try it. Let's just do it. And let's just try it. And let's just go. And let's like run. And I think that's, I don't know. I think that's what your 20s are for. But 30s, I'm like more intention, like more awareness of where I'm spending my time, energy, and effort. More thoughtful, like more thoughtful action and that kind of thing. And building not only my career, which has been like what my 20s are about, but really building my full life even more. You know, and those kind of things. So it's just an interesting thing to kind of reflect back on. I don't know. What did you do whenever you turned 30?
Well, when I turned 30 specifically, it was a different vibe. But that was just because I was traveling. But every year I do try to always take that intentional time. Mm-hmm. And I totally agree with you that 20s really is for exploring, trying everything, hustling, like seeing what fits, what doesn't, like really figuring out who you are.
Yeah.
And I think your 30s is more about like leaning into who you figured out you are and really like expanding on that. And so I love that you say like a decade of like intentionality and like really leaning into that. And yeah, every year for my birthday, I always write out the things I've learned that year. So this year it was 31 things I've learned in the last 30 years. And so I really tried to set that time aside. And I feel like when you are able to reflect on all the things that happened, you know, that year, but also just like leading up to that point in life, it brings so much gratitude and so much new perspective. And I think as we sometimes shift into new chapters or maybe a whole new book completely, that being able to really have the awareness of like what we've really taken from the last chapter and what we've learned like leading up to that point. And so I totally agree. I think being able to call it out, it can be really powerful. And it almost brings, another level of gratitude, but also like another level of maturity. Because you're like, wow, look at how far I've come. Look at how much I've learned and like what I apply now versus like, you know, when I was in my 20s. And I think it's such a big shift. And those milestones for you are like huge. And just turning 30 and getting married in anyone's life is a a huge pivotal point. And doing it back to back, I feel like, is creating like a lot of momentum for you. And I think when we hit these milestones, sometimes they act as like accelerators, right? And I think you can choose, right, whether you activate the accelerator and you act on it, or you just, you know, let it lie and just kind of take it for what it is and kind of keep moving forward the same. But I think when you're able to have the intentional moments, like we're talking about, of really being able to journal, being able to lean into what you've learned, that's when you like activate the accelerator, right? That's when you really are able to move forward faster, because you're actually applying things that you've learned up to this point, and you're able to like shift the perspective of who you're becoming.
Yeah. You know, I think there's so much good from what you just said, and which is why I just appreciate our friendship so much and being able to create a business together. You know, the biggest thing for me is that I've been realizing, and I don't know, it's almost like this light bulb just went off and this clarity like happened of, I feel like my 20s were a lot of me trying to prove myself to like so many people, and maybe even myself most of all, of prove that I could do it, prove that I could like do the things that I said I was going to do, like prove that I could, you know, just do anything, like truly being like a competitive person with other people, but mostly myself is one of the things that I don't feel like I need to prove myself anymore. And that is, you know, the biggest shift going into it. And if I'm setting goals and if I'm doing these things, it's not because I'm trying to prove anybody right or wrong, anybody else or myself. It's just because I know I want to do it and I know why I want to do it. And that comes with a slowing down, a letting go, a trusting others. And that can be really scary. It's been scary for me, at least in my thus far in life, which, you know, was my 20s. And I think going into this new decade, going into this new time, it's less of that. And it's more of leaning in. It's more of trusting others. It's more of like that and knowing the goals that I want to set for myself personally and professionally are because of, you know, a deep purpose of why I want to do something, not just to prove something right or wrong or prove somebody else right or wrong.
Yeah, it totally does. And I think it's kind of like what we were saying of like your 20s, you are trying things out. You are even finding out who you are. And so you are kind of constantly having to prove yourself, if you will. But I think as you get older and more mature, you're like, prove myself for what? Like I, you know, you like come more into your own, I think, and the confidence really like ramps up. But I think also that comes from doing a lot of the work, because I think, you know, no matter what age you are, it's, you're not going to feel that confidence if you haven't put the time and effort into yourself. And I think that we, mm-hmm. you know, set goals and do all these things at like the obvious times, right? Of like the beginning of the year, like I'm going to set New Year's resolutions, you know, all of these things. But mm-hmm. having the daily check-ins, having those like intentional moments on the daily, I think that's where you're really able to make the compound interest, right? Of like every day is a small deposit, but over time and after a year, mm-hmm. you can see how far you've come. And so I think being able to transition mm-hmm. through that kind of growing period, right? Of like out of your 20s into your 30s and have mm-hmm. those like moments of intentionality of like, what do I want to create in my 30s? Like now that I'm not trying to prove myself to anyone and I do know who I am, like, what is my legacy? And mm-hmm. I think like your 30s and beyond really yeah. is about, if you're intentional and you really lean into it, it can be all about creating your legacy and the kind of impact that you have with other people mm-hmm. and the value that you provide for other people and being able to mm-hmm. really lean into that, I think is what mm-hmm. I've seen like going into my 30s is like the transition point of, I think your 20s, you're a little bit more selfish, a little yeah. bit more self-centered. You're trying to figure it out. Your 30s, you start to lean more into mm-hmm. acts of service of like the value that you can provide for other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel so lucky. And a lot of times I feel like I'm an old soul in a way of that, you know, that's been, you know, top of mind for me, I think even throughout my 20s of like, I've realizing how much I love mm-hmm. to serve other people and how much I love that, you know, in a selfish way, even mainly yeah. of that it makes me feel good. And through that, you know, in my reflection going into it of saying, wow, I really feel so blessed and so grateful that I was able to realize that, you know, through my 20s, through, you know, we've been building Forward Female nearly for the past 5 years. And so that was, a, you know, a big chunk of, you know, the time, energy and effort that, you know, was encompassing of my 20s was, you know, one part of it was corporate hustle, you know, realizing that that wasn't for me, that that wasn't my path and making like a clear switch over to what we have been able to create with Forward Female. And then saying, okay, that was a hustle. That was just in a different way. And it still is. But like now with that, what mm-hmm. do we want to create? And what is that really going to take? And what does that really look like? And, you know, it's so crazy. I think about one of the first podcast episodes that we did, and it was, you know, kind of sharing how to make $100,000. And for us, you know, sharing how we did that and how we, you know, how we looked at it and how we looked at the numbers and how we were going to hit that and what it would take and all of those things. And because we were hearing a lot of that at that time. And, you know, in my 20s, that was a goal. In my 30s, I realize how much impact that can have. And then I've realized how much impact as we grow, we have on other people. And then it just makes it even more clear of, I get it. I'm like, whenever what we grow, and like we hit these big milestones and we have these big things that we want to achieve, it's because we get to help more and more women around the world, like live these lives that they want to live, build the things that they want to build, have the community that they deserve. And so got it. So the reason why I'm putting these goals in place now intentionally is because of that. Now it's all about like, now how do we do it in a way where we don't burn out? How do we do it in a way where we are still supported? How do we do it in a way where we stay excited about this this path? And that's where my head's at now of like, okay, now we're not talking about, you know, $100,000 and just me and you. Now we're talking millions, and we're talking about a whole team that we're supporting their livelihood. We're talking like so many clients, so many women, so many, like we're talking all of this. And that's going to take a lot. And it's not like this vanity of like, we're doing it just to like say it's like this big thing. It's like, we're doing it because of the impact that it can have. And that lights me up and that fuels me and that makes me really excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and I think that, you know, it's been adjusting the strategy as we've gone from, you know, the first milestone of like hitting even just six figures to going into now we're talking millions and being able to adjust as you go, but also being able to really adapt your strategy to where you're trying to get. And I think that if you're setting your bar too low, that it will keep you at that boundary. And so for us, we're always shooting high. We're always on to the next thing. We're always moving forward. And I think something that's really helped us with that and helped us with the clarity as we've gone through it all is to really have these moments of intention and these intentional check-in points. And we do it pretty often. It's definitely something that I think anybody can come back to on their own, but having somebody to check in with and having the accountability and being able to lay out the full strategy and reverse engineer, I think that's been something that we've really kind of honed in on and like perfected, if you will, of how to really lay that strategy out. And I think for us, it's always starting with like the destination of where we're trying to get to and the point of that, right? It's like being, the mission's always been the same, to provide value, to help women. And I think when we're really able to lay that strategy out and reverse engineer it like that, we're able to break down all of the things that we can do that lead us up to that point. But I think a big part of that strategy that we've figured out that I don't think we had the key to in the beginning that we've really changed is simplifying, is like having a really detailed strategy and having a fully thought out plan, but simplifying the way that we provide value and making it even more accessible. And I think that a lot of entrepreneurs go through that as they're getting started and maybe as they're hitting those first few milestones of trying to do it all, right? Like throwing the noodles at the wall and seeing what sticks. And I think we did that for a good amount of time to really lean into like what was working, what was really giving value. And now that we've really gotten that information, we've been able to hone it in even tighter and go to that next like milestone. And so it's just been cool to see the whole process of like as we transition, as we evolve, that we're constantly evolving this strategy with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, looking at this, it's so interesting of like as you grow, and it's hard to even, you know, fathom of, you know, where it's all going to lead, because, you know, at one point it was saying like, oh, like, okay, we want to hit six figures, and then reaching that and then being like, okay, now we want to reach this. Now we want to reach this. And now we're talking millions. And the biggest thing I want to like impart on people that was like, I just couldn't, it was really hard to see whenever I didn't understand how all of that was like even possible. And really diving into the numbers of it all and seeing like how just possible it is. And it's the biggest thing that, you know, for us, but any time that I'm working with any of our clients, of understanding what is truly possible for their businesses. And so many times, because we work with women, I see it so much in women that they're under like estimating like what is actually possible, to where I was just meeting with somebody the other day and they were like, oh, Priscilla, if I could just have, if this business could just make me $100,000, I would be happy. And then we really broke it down into, well, the worth of what you're selling versus how much you want to work, your potential in this business is actually more like an easy $300,000, like dollars. And they hadn't even like fathomed that. They're like, oh, I didn't even realize that is what was possible. And that's just with like one person doing the one thing and like, and it's so crazy. So it's like, then you say, okay, thoughtfully as I grow, this is actually what's like really possible. And then a lot of the times, to me, I don't know, like growing up, $1 million felt like not a lot of people made that like much money. I wasn't surrounded by that much money, I guess. It was like everybody, I grew up in like suburbia, like my mom made like $25,000 to $30,000 a year as a single mom. My dad, I never really knew how much money he made, but like he was an entrepreneur and he still is an entrepreneur to this day. But like, but we just lived like a normal like life in a house. And he was like, I mean, very frugal, and to where it was like, we went to like Goodwill, and I hated going to Goodwill and buying clothes. I hated it. But he was just so frugal. He could afford, he would always tell me, I can afford it. I can afford to buy all new things, but like, this is how I keep, you know, saving money or whatever. And so I never grew up in like, oh, money is like, I don't know, these things. And I would look at these mansions down the street and be like, oh, they make millions of dollars. Or if somebody told me they made $100,000 or their parents made like $100,000, I thought they were like the richest people in the world. And so us hitting these things and us looking at making millions, it felt off. It felt like, who am I to make millions of dollars? Like, that's crazy. And it feels easy is the other craziest thing of like, oh, this is just like selling a few more of these things and like we're making millions. Like, that's crazy. And so if you're feeling like, and I just hear this so much is why like I bring it up. They're like, it feels so uncomfortable to me, Priscilla, to even say I want to make $100,000. It feels, I've never even thought about making that much money. Like, it feels so crazy to me to even say I want to make $200,000. That feels so beyond anything that would ever be possible for me. I can't even comfortably say I would want to make $1 million. Like, I can't even comfortably say that. Like, I can't set that goal because it doesn't even feel real to me. And I think it's just so crazy of like, there's so much of like, everybody else can do it but me, that I hear. And I've been in that headspace, especially like growing up. But the reality I'm here to tell you is that it is so possible. It really, like, $1 million, it sounds like a lot, but it really is not. And like, it really like is so possible. And anybody, I believe, like with the right like product and service and like and work ethic and support can do it. And so I don't know. That's what I've learned on our path to this, and working with others too, that it's believing it is like the first step of believing that you can actually do it. Figuring out the numbers of it is just a second step. And then like implementing on the way to get there, I know that you'll reach it and you'll be like, whoa, what's next? Like, I know, like, this is crazy. Yeah. I reached this. Now what's next?
100%. That's my own. And I think you're so right. Like, sometimes we block our own blessings, and that we are fully capable of creating what we want, but we're scared. And I think that doubt is where we really start to block our own manifesting power, because I think true belief, when you believe something without any doubt, you are unstoppable. You can create anything. And I think the reason why sometimes people think that that's unattainable is because they haven't reverse engineered it, right? And I think that's a big key to our strategy that we always do, is like I was saying, like, knowing your destination, knowing the target, But then once you do and you set that, you can break it down and you can say, okay, if I'm trying to hit $1 million, how many clients do I have to hit per month to hit the goal, right? And being able to break it down in a way that feels realistic to where you can believe it, you do start to build that confidence in yourself to the point where you're like, I know I will do this. It will happen. That's like personal power. Like being able to take that confidence and really will it into existence, I think that's where you're really able to, yeah, step into your personal power. But I think a lot of the times we do play it small. Because maybe of like our upbringing or our beliefs, or we think we aren't worthy or we don't deserve it. But I think the more we all play big and lean into what we really want, the happier we all are, the better like the whole world is, because we're all radiating what we're actually wanting. And we're able to receive that when we are mm-hmm. getting clear on how we can do it. And so I think that anyone can really apply this mm-hmm. method of figuring out what they want, right? And this is for anything, right? For manifesting, figuring out what it is and then breaking it down of like the steps to get there. And it's not as hard, like it's not as mm-hmm. overwhelming as sometimes we build it up to be in our heads. I think mm-hmm. being able to break it down. And that's mm-hmm. why I said earlier too, of having like an accountability partner or having just a partner that you can talk things through with, and whether that's a friend or a parent or a counselor or a coach, whatever, mm-hmm. being able to have an outlet that you can have really productive dialogue with and be able to break that down into to a point where you do mm-hmm. start to believe it. Because as soon as you believe it, that's when everything gets into mm-hmm. action and starts like creating in your physical reality once you've decided in your mental.
Yeah. Because if you don't even like believe it, yeah. then it can't even be your goal. And if you don't, then you are your, mm-hmm. your biggest thing that is holding you back. And it's so crazy. It's a lot of what I work with in one-on-one coaching of trying to unblock that with people. And that is sometimes the biggest hurdle. Everybody's like, yeah, just tell me how to do it, Priscilla. But I'm like, but I can believe it all day long. But if you mm-hmm. don't, it's not going to be possible. Because I've been there. I've been there and not believing it. I've been there and not seeing how that would even actually be possible at all. And at the first sign of something not working, if you cower down and you don't continue to lean on all in, it's going to continuously be very hard and very difficult. So the strategy to your first million, the strategy to your first 500,000, the strategy towards your first 10 or 20 million, right, is all about like understanding exactly what it is that you yeah. want and why you want it, which is what I like was talking about at the beginning of like, do I just want to like say I made $1 million to say I made $1 million? That's vanity. That's like just like to prove somebody right or prove somebody wrong, or like, I don't know. I don't think that like fulfills me anymore. It's I want to because I know the impact that I can have with that. I know that if we were operating there, then we would be serving this many clients, this many community members. We'd be able to do X, Y, and Z more. We would have this big of a team supporting them in a really great way. And like, if we did that, that would be everything that had happened yeah. from it. And that is what makes me excited. And so then I say, how do I make sure that happens? Because that is what I want. That is
yeah,
what
and that's
me
like
up,
taking your personal power. Exciting. Is like knowing that it's going to happen, being so confident and sure mm-hmm. of it that you are creating it and that you're not going to let anything get in your way of creating that. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, I think our like a big mm-hmm. takeaway from today Absolutely. Is don't limit yourself. Like go for it. Go for what you really want. But like P is saying, like get clear on why, right? And it's not about, you know, oh, because mm-hmm. then I'll be rich. It's like, No, it's like what the money brings you. It brings you the freedom to do whatever you want and set your own schedule and to help more people and to maybe help your family and your friends and whatever. Get clear on that, because that's going to be your driving force to making things happen.
Yeah. Why not you? Why not you? You deserve it. You deserve all of the things that you want in this life. And don't be the one that is holding yourself back.
Absolutely.
Your biggest cheerleader.
Absolutely. And we're cheering you on every step of the way.
Every step of the way, baby. Can't wait to see what your money goals are, what you're looking to achieve. Keep you posted as we grow ours, and knowing that we're going to make some really big impact and all along the way. So cool. All right. Yes. And we're off.
Let's
we're
go
off
get to Mom Mexico and Dad married.
For the wedding.
Yay!
Yay!
Bye.
All right. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
That concludes this episode of Her Next Big Move podcast. Everything that we discussed in today's episode and for more information on Forward Female can be found in the show notes below and on our website, forwardfemale.com.
We want to thank everyone who helped this episode come together and you for tuning in.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to hit subscribe, leave us a review, and come hang out with us on our socials.